block talk. We talking on the block.
Ain't gonna go out there with a white folks is using a powder shit because don't no time carry that. They gonna come down here where all the rocks and shit is butchered up at because that's where the ticket. See what I'm saying? Time don't carry. It don't carry nothing on the powder. That's the reason why they ain't out there searching those white motherfuckers in Beverly Hills where all the drugs is really at. Like pounds of it. Pounds on top of pounds on top of pounds. That's really where they want to go if they want to do a bust. You know what I'm saying? But they come down here and fuck with the hood because that's what this shit is about. This shit is made to knock us off the mat, off the game. They tired of us existing, man. They want as less black people as possible. And they ain't trying to have all these niggas running around, bro. That's why they knock the niggas off.
They just had to get smart with assassinating. Instead of hanging in mass killings, they had to find a way to...
Yeah, because they started to get in trouble for that. See, ain't nobody go back and get those guys that was in those pictures. The niggas being hung and all of those. That's criminal. Feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All them dudes, they made postcards and shit out of it. They sent those to they family members as postcards, like Merry Christmas and all that type of shit, with actually black bodies hanging off ropes and burning and all that type of shit. Each and every individual in that picture is a criminal. They in there pointing at them and all. They all murderers. Mm-hmm. They ain't going back to get those guys the way they went back to get Bill Cosby. And they could. They all ain't dead because it ain't even that long ago. Some of them guys is Bill Cosby age bracket. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, how old you think Emmett Till would have been? He was only 14 when he got killed. Like that. He would have still been out here, man. This stuff ain't that long ago. Not to mention that lady admitted to lying on that little boy and getting him killed like that. And nothing happened to her. She was the whole reason he even got killed like that. Nothing happened to her. Then come back and get that lady, and she was alive when she confessed to this. And they ain't come back and get that lady like they did Bill Cosby. This shit is organized, man. They putting this thing together on purpose.
Don't you know Donald Trump just said that Serena Williams looked like a man and Caitlyn Jenner is beautiful? He's just our president, the leader of this fucking bullshit nation, just said that a woman that was born a woman looks like a man. And that the woman that was born a man and changed into a woman is beautiful. We don't need to go to that fucking movie. We right here dealing with this shit. Calling our women nappy head whores and all this old crazy shit these white motherfuckers is doing.
That's probably his tech. He probably saying, fuck the blacks.
Probably.
I need the gays and the whites. And that's probably how he won the election. And that's probably how he gonna win it again if he... got gays.
Let's vote and see. I know it's black people out here. Listen, let me talk to that thing right there. I want to see. I want to talk to that thing right there. Let's vote. Let's try it. Let's all get the fuck out there and vote. I know it's a bunch of guys that's going to hear this and say, man, voting don't count. Voting don't this and voting I vote don't this, that, and the third. Fine. But just to try and make a change, let's all vote. Let's all try it. And if it does nothing, then let's give up on it. But let's just all try voting and see. Because that's one thing we never did. We ain't all come together and just vote. Let's all, instead of everybody making the excuse not to vote, let's just do it and see. It only take 2 seconds. Let's try this shit out. And let's see. If we all come together and do this shit and nothing happen, then we got something to rumble against when they bring this vote shit up again. But we never all came collectively and did this shit. We almost did with Barack, but we still ain't all come together and do it. Let's just all come together and try this shit. Everybody that could vote, get the fuck out there and vote like a G. Because I don't want to deal with this shit no more. And if they say voting is what's going to help, let's try it. Fuck it. Let's not have no rap. Let's not go against it and all that. Let's just try this shit, man. Let it fail us and then let's go against it. You know what I'm saying? Fuck these niggas, man. We got to do it on our own, man. We got to come together and do shit together. Let's try that out. Let's go back to being together. If everybody on this love shit, I don't get it. I got a question. If everybody on this love shit, we all doing interviews and all this, and we all talking, and most of the time you talking to street niggas. If we all gonna try stopping the violence and chilling, then why the fuck the guns is still going off? Like, why is the violence picking up? Feel what I'm saying? Like, why we ain't hearing about less shootings? Why we hearing about more crazy shit if everybody on Instagram with these videos wanna stop the violence tip, man? Talking to most of the gangsters, man.
Cause the gangsters that's talking too old.
What them being old got to do with anything? If y'all out here contributing to the violence, man, y'all just talking. You could be right on this joint talking about, yeah, we need to love each other. We need to this, we need to that, and the third. And then you go right with your homies, and it'll be another narrative. He run up on me with that. I'm going to blow his fucking head off. I ain't playing no. You see what I'm saying? It sound like people saying the right shit at the right time. But then when they get in different atmospheres, they the real them come out. Like, is niggas really trying to stop the violence? Because if so, the gun's still going off. And we've been trying to stop the violence for some time now, bro. This ain't the first wave. It's been some time now. This ain't the first wave. We ain't just now getting started. You know what I'm saying? This shit been going on now for a minute. Trayvon Martin got killed how many years ago? About 2-3 years now?
For real? I thought it was longer than that.
Really? It may have been. I might be wrong. It may have been longer. But that, if it is longer, that's proving my point. Because if it's longer, it's like, all right, man, we like basically started there on a collective, like, all right, enough is enough. Our kids is dying. This shit getting crazy. That's when really, you know, niggas started really coming together and started be getting woke. But since then, we've been hearing about people getting smoked in their crib, groups of people doing this, shootouts overhead, boom, bop, bop, ding.
I'm over here smoking la 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 la, yeah, la la la. We smoking la la la. I'm over here smoking la la la. Why I let my niggas ball like Mello on y'all? Ball so hard, it's no need to score, nah. All that talking shit got me like blah blah blah, blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah, got me like blah blah blah, got around me like blah blah. We smoking some loud packs, don't got time for that quiet shit. Need to get something off your chest, say it with your chest. Low nigga, Kevin Hart ass, low niggas, cause your egos get any bigger. Maybe I should minimize it so I could get the picture. Can the picture get any scary? No horror movie, just horror bleed. These niggas ain't doing it right, that's the new horror scene. Got these boys dead rights, call that the new murder scene. And if I don't murder them, then they gon' murder me. Balls are hard for your team, understand I say your team. If the goal is win to win championships, best believe we need those rings. Most of you don't know me, but say I'm more like the old man. Guess I gotta show them, more pure me, holy. I'm over here smoking la la la. Why I let my niggas ball like Mello on y'all? Ball so hard, there's no need to score, nah. All that talking shit got me like blah blah blah. Blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah. Got me like blah blah blah.
Yo, not the, I don't even like speaking on shit like this, but you heard about that killing of the two boys and the two girls, and one of the girls was like 17.
Where, Southwest?
I think it was like Southwest, West, somewhere up there.
Yeah, I think I heard some cool shit like that.
But the niggas that shit, did it, man. Them niggas late 20s, early mid 30s.
Like, what is people getting out of this shit? It's rest in peace both ways, man. It's rest in peace both ways. Somebody mom gonna lose a child, and somebody mom gonna lose a child to the system and to the gram. Mm-hmm. You murk somebody, man, that's game. I don't even know why it's so easy to talk about. Like, why it's so easy for people to just say they gonna kill somebody. Why is it so easy for you to just be like, man, I'll blow his fucking head off? That shit shouldn't be so easy to say.
I think they just hurt.
Who?
But you don't want to hurt somebody, you gotta be hurt.
You believe that?
Yeah. You don't know what people...
I believe that that's a cliche statement that they made up that sound good. Because it's a lot of hurt people out here that can't put their hurt somewhere else. Everybody that's hurt, not even a great portion of people that's hurt people. I just think the devil's
but
some cool
that
shit.
That portion hurt people though. That's all it ain't. Ain't that many killers out here?
But we ain't gonna be able to get 100% of nothing. We just need the good portion. We need the great portion. We can't get 100% of nothing because that's just not how the world works. But we just need the good portion. Hurt people could put their energy in other places, man.
But what if people ain't even showing them?
What if people don't show them? That's a good point. But at a certain age, you become an age of responsibility. You can review it. You know right from wrong. Like it's people that grew up with no pop, man, that's in the NBA. It's people that grew up with no pop, that's doctors and lawyers. It's people that grew up with no pop, that's in the NFL, the MLB, and all these professional places.
See, but did they have a mentor?
Who knows? Like, man, everybody don't always have mentors. Like, Shaq, whole life, he's a late bloomer. You see what I'm saying? Like, them dudes, what, you think he had a mentor his whole life? These dudes got real stories. Floyd Mayweather Pop got shot in front of him, went to jail, did a bid. Like, this the man that got him started in his art. And he ain't there with him to ride on that journey. He came back, mm-hmm. Thank God. You know what I'm saying? Came back around, and he came back around in a good amount of time. He was 21. But still, that's some crucial years you missing. Yeah. Like, how many gangsters went to jail for drugs before you? How many gangsters had it hard before you? It's not like you're going to take the skill and become great at it. You ain't going to be a good street guy. You niggas is going to jail. Going to jail mean you got caught. Ain't nothing cool about it. What's cool about getting caught?
So it's not like you a street nigga dealing with drugs and your mentor is Bumpy Johnson and you study niggas like him who dealt with drugs or anybody in the streets like that and did it in a professional way and got to live a good life and all that. You just go out here and spaz out. And then when you get caught,
I ain't had no dad growing up, man. My mom used to beat me all the time. And
it's only until you get caught that you realize all that shit, man. How many times we gonna keep having the same story, man? We gotta remix that shit, man. We black, bro. You know how strong that is, man? You know how strong that is?
Niggas switch up all day, but just at the wrong times. Like a nigga switch up on you for something, but could have just switched his situation. And then he had to been in that situation.
Cause, man, we too prone to taking that sweet way out, the fast way. And it wind up making our life fast. If we really try and live, then make better choices. That's all it is. These choices ain't hard, man. It ain't hard, man. And we all get money problems. We all get money problems. Kanye West rich. And he just was finished telling you about how in debt he was. And while he was in debt, he was still driving a Lambo and all that old cool shit. So we all run into money problems. Because you run into a money problem don't mean you fucked up. We just need help. We human beings. We all need each other, for real, for real. But you just need help at that point in time. That don't mean you cracked. That don't mean you fucked up. It's called timing issues, man. Bad timing. You see what I'm saying?
And I just had somebody on this joint speaking about what, like, was supposed to be done with time. He was saying instead of
how
time.
How do you determine that, though?
Like, as far as how you take action.
But let me ask you this, and I would love to meet that guy because he sounds smart. But I would like to ask him one of the questions I would ask. And I hope if he hears this that I ain't trying to be disrespectful or nothing. I'm a black man. I'm just for information. You know what I'm saying? But I would want to know, how do you determine things like that? Because what's successful for you may not work for me. Like, that might be your path. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So the way you juggle time might have been good for you, and it might not be for me. What if you got two kids and I got five? Your time is different. What if you got one wife and I got three? Your time is different. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody ain't got the same time. We got the same 24 hours, but we don't have the same life for me to be like, yo, what you need to do is you need to do this in the morning and do this at afternoon and do this at night, and that's going to work for you. Because your afternoon might not be the same kind of afternoon as mine. That might be an afternoon where you can sit down, study, be peaceful, and my afternoon is rush hour. Old niggas on their lunch break, they trying to get haircuts. Niggas is not trying to chill.
See,
I'm looking up and down on Instagram, right?
Right.
And all I see on Instagram is real men do this,
mm-hmm.
little boys do that.
Right.
And or men need to be willing to do some shit about what men need to do. And I'm thinking, like, damn, women must be perfect because I never saw a post that said my attitude need to change.
In order for niggas to be comfortable.
Yeah. Or damn, maybe I need to start cooking more.
Hey, yo, guess what I
maybe
seen?
Maybe I need to stop talking to him like that.
Guess what I seen
maybe
on Instagram?
I've never seen that shit.
I seen this chick, she a comedian. The comedian John that be running with Funniest in Philly or some shit. She be pulling her pants down in the stores and shit.
Star,
all right? Long story short, Star walks up to the camera, right? And she makes this announcement that I've never seen a woman make before. She was like, does she make sense or no? yeah, even though she was being funny.
She was being funny, but it made sense.
She ain't going to just...
Not her, but I'm saying in general. She said, yo, women, this the time of the year where women be throwing their niggas out. Throwing their clothes out the window. Throwing their shit out. Taking their keys back. Telling them to get the fuck out. She like, yo, don't be mad once niggas, like, bitches like us take them. You know what I mean? Y'all be like, oh, yeah, you took my man. She like, yeah, bitch, damn right. You threw him out the crib. I want him. You threw him out to the wolves. I'm a wolf. This, that, and the third.
And she howled.
And she howled,
that
bro.
That was wild.
But, it's, but on some real shit, that like, that wild. Got something to do with that. That's why I try to explain to women, like, look, we that 80-20 rule, that shit exists, dog. Because we can have a bad bitch, you know, that look good, smell good, got everything going on with her on the outside, but it's certain shit that she don't do for us. And we'll go out and we'll go fuck with a bitch that'll give us what she not getting. And that's when, that's not saying that you gotta be perfect, but
right. That's, see, I ain't blaming none of y'all bitches.
I'm saying you can have
y'all
a chick.
Blame y'all hoes. I'm just saying. I'm telling you this. This my.
You could be a good woman 80%, but that 20% could be your fucking attitude. So now your dude chilling with an ugly bitch that's just wonderful.
But it's unfair because it's you talking about somebody that's a being. 100%. 80 and 20 is a being, right?
Is a being.
But ain't nobody perfect.
Mm. Right, I'm going to say 90.
Ain't gonna get no fucking
100%. I'm going to
say 90. She ain't going to get 100% nigga. That's why that's why we got...
You just saying her 20% ain't what you looking for.
Yeah. Or with another man.
Attitude, for that should have changed if it's somebody...
But in my case, it won't be the attitude. For you, it can be cooking.
Right.
You feel me? Right. But it'll fall into place. Yeah. But my percentage is fucked up. But everybody got like... You know, flaws or something that your shorty you can tighten up on.
Some of this shit, but some of this
some shit they can tighten up on, bro. Actually,
that's what I was getting at. Some of this shit like y'all can fix. The women can fix
if they like
certain
you.
Shit.
I don't want to focus on what you can't
for love
fix.
Or to try to work on.
I don't need love.
A girl got just like you, man. Like man. If she don't like you, she ain't doing shit. She gonna just be what she wants.
Oh, she might like you, but she might be stubborn as shit. You know what I mean? Like, but if she don't feel like she need to change that stubborn, that's yeah. When it's not gonna happen. Like, yeah. Some of the women just spoiled, bro, and they yeah. Always got their way, and they more so friends with their parents instead of parents.
Yeah,
and
being children, their parents,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, real shit.
So my ex was like been, that, bro. You ain't never been checked by your parents.
Her mom
when
only,
you was
yeah.
Wrong, you ain't never gonna feel like you wrong.
You wrong,
like.
Right.
You
my
always
ex never
right.
Felt like she was
who
wrong.
Who the fuck ever
shit,
told
bro?
Me
she
I was wrong? I
shit.
Ain't been wrong since I've been living, motherfucker. And then you come through talking about what I'm wrong about. My own mother ain't never told me I was wrong, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga.
Damn.
So now we gotta charge it to the game, but I'm just trying to tell you, bitch, you be wrong. What you talking about? Like, you a human being. You be wrong as shit sometimes. Sometimes mm-hmm. You be dead motherfucking wrong. Fuck you mean? But like I wrong said, I don't blame me. I'm just telling y'all about a man. I'm just trying to get you to understand a man.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? Men, I don't think men are made to be with one woman. I think for the comfort of women and their feelings, monogamy was like blown up. But it ain't never been like monogamy is fairly new. See what I'm saying? It's we can go all around the world and just talk to men. He could be Chinese. He ain't got to speak the same language as me as nothing.
But I bet you he going to want to fuck more than one female.
I bet you he has fucked more than one woman.
That's real shit.
And was considered a cheater or an adulterer.
You can meet any nigga in the world.
The
color, race.
And that can't, if it's like that, it can't be a coincidence, man.
It's not a coincidence. It's just an idea.
It's like... It's gotta be these niggas' makeup. It's no way. I don't understand it no other way. Like, women can stop having children at a certain age. But a man have children forever. So if I'm allowed to just keep having kids, why I gotta stop?
Why I gotta limit
stop
it to just
having children
you?
When you stop? All
right.
When I can produce them forever. And the only way this world can even continue is if we make babies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a logical way that we go about doing things, saying niggas need to just run around. You need to be able to afford her and all that type shit. But
I'm saying more women need to start understanding, like, yo, we not dogs, man, because we running around hitting her or this, that. That shit is in our makeup. We ain't make ourselves. Because we don't even be fucking wanting to half the time. It's just like,
yo, what's
that, like, shit just be happening, like, oh shit.
Like, is you trying to start a podcast or what? Like,
nah, I'm saying, I'm just talking.
Nah.
This just some this spit shit, right now. I'm just giving out spit.
But a lot of this shit gotta be heard. Like,
I'm just saying, though, man, right. Like, that shit is fucked up because they don't be giving us no space. And I'm like, yo, you gotta try to understand something. Every girl don't get what you get, but I be knocking shit down from time to time because they...
It keeps me afloat.
No, see, you just making it where we gonna get fucked up. I'm trying to get them to understand, like, we ain't trying to be smart.
Girls is emotional, and they be going through shit.
I guess it's a selfish thing, but women gotta start thinking. We understand y'all emotional creatures and y'all selfish, and it's like, I want my man, and that's that. But you gotta understand that it's more women than men. That's always not on purpose, always, man. I mean, that's not by accident. Always. That is more women than men.
It's always gonna be more women than
so
men.
So even if I only stay with one woman, you stay with, and every other man in the whole world stay with one woman, it's gonna be millions of women
extras
with no family at all. So you telling me that's fair? And a woman strong enough to say, fuck that bitch. That's crazy, because she'd be like, well, she should have caught one when she could. But there's going to be millions of single women out there, and they don't deserve a family. If it's more women than men, then what the fuck is the other ones just supposed to do? And why we could just keep on having babies? We got to put these babies somewhere. So they got to go in other motherfucking women. Can't make our hands pregnant. And after a while, that shit dry all the way up like the Sahara Desert. We just laying next to each other, cussing each other the fuck out. And my dick still get hard. Now, what I'm supposed to do?
Right.
I can't bust that dusty shit open no more. And shorty at the bar down the street that's 20 years younger said, I got it going on. Now, what I'm supposed to do? I'm horny as a dog.
Bust her open.
She ain't getting no house.
But I'ma bust her open.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't getting her no ring.
But I'ma bust her open.
And I'm not coming the fuck over there tonight. When I go to bed, I'm going to bed with my wife.
All right. But before I go to bed with my wife, I'ma bust you open.
All the way open. Ain't gonna mean a fucking thing later. And that's only because y'all made us like that. Because if y'all would allow us to accept other women, then we probably would treat other women good, like better.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But in order to make y'all selfish ass happy again,
it's fuck that bitch.
At least if we get caught, we're gonna be like, this bitch don't mean shit. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all, I don't even love this bitch, baby.
Already. It's already in our fucking heads. She ain't gonna mean nothing. It's her fault she wanna fuck me. I ain't even come at the bitch.
Right. After time.
What am I supposed to do? She rubbing the Johnson through the pants. What am I supposed to do? Like, fuck no, I ain't strong enough to say no.
We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into. Hands up. please don't shoot. The cops catch a black nigga, guarantee they gon' shoot. You can be innocent, but still get roofed. Judge say you guilty, but don't even have no proof. Government to track you down ahead of feds, come get you. Getting life is worse than a female during menstrual. This world is fucked up, and the white man run us. They building more jails, now the law on the come up. When we get arrested, they barely read us our rights. They lock us in them cold cells, and we barely see the light. We get our life cut short by death for prison. Black people are successful, but to them we barely winning. They label us as killers with no education. Stop worrying about race and enjoy greatness. That in it sit black like you took with someone's folks. That just make us wanna give up and lose our hope. Back in the day, they used to hang my black people with ropes, and they would leave them near to die slow like they got choked. Cause I can't breathe and she can't read, and we got deeds and he smoke weed, and we them people that you see on TV. Make us take them pictures for the news, and say cheese. Yeah, and say cheese. Make us take them pictures for the news, and say cheese. Oh,
we human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. We human, but they treat us like we animals. Let's stand up and show them what we get into.
Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Yes, I'm black. I'm proud of it. I'm black and beautiful.
Story. When people was accepting Islam back in the day, right, that they used to be secret, used to be by a secret, people would accept Islam. But when a particular person named Umar Ibn Khattab accepted Islam, the angels came down, or Jibril came down to tell them guys, like, yo, this boy just accepted Islam, they having a party up in Jannah right now, you feel me? Because Wayne no longer had to hide. Now we can be brave about being Muslims. Because he accepted Islam and everybody was scared of this guy. And that's how I feel about being black right now. I feel like it's a party right now. This is the best time in the world to be black. You should be so proud. Even though a bunch of shit happening. But we really are coming together. Slowly but surely this shit happened. Mm-hmm. Slowly but surely niggas is getting a picture of independence. Niggas is trying to get up under the thumb of white people. They ain't riding with anything no more. You got still some niggas that's out like, yeah, I'm trying to get a job. But for the most part, niggas is on this independent wave. And if Dame Dash had it some kind of way, everybody need to thank him. Because he was talking this shit 30 years ago. 20 years ago, Dame Dash was fighting for this very same thing that we all hit to right now. Mm-hmm. He need to be thanked for that shit, bro. Dusko Poppleton. He need to be thanked because wasn't nobody talking that shit before he started really talking.
Look
that
at
shit.
The rap game. Look how Rockefeller was the only independent label in the game, and now
No Limit.
Well, not them, but they really
cash
just
money.
They just made it like, well, all them niggas, they the niggas that paved the way for now, because everybody pretty much.
Motherfucking Master P paved the way.
Hell yeah.
Master P had the best deal in the game, 80-20. I'm getting all mine. You feel me? But those the guys right there that need to be thanked, man. Acknowledged.
and not shun. People need to stop talking shit, talking about he broke and all this whole other dumbass shit, man. Like, man, you think that boy broke? He just hopped off a Learjet. What's broke about that boy? If he broke, his son holding him down because his son got like 2 restaurants and a club and all that cool shit. Ain't nothing broke about that boy. Get up off his back and pay attention to his message. Because the very same nigga you calling broke on his own television station. It's called Dash. She on his own motherfucking studios, Dash Studios. Yeah, he got it going on. So niggas need to be pattering that instead of talking shit about him and his personal bank problems and all that nut shit and all that, man. Because boy can still come and grab the same niggas that's talking shit, and he can grab them niggas out the hood and change their fucking life, and them niggas would be dick eaters. And go from dang broke to that nigga ain't broke, man. Nigga just made me. Yeah, so let's listen to the message. He talking that shit right now. We need to be hip. But I don't back to my what I'm saying. Like, I ain't never been so proud to be black. Cause right now we coming together like a motherfucker, man. Listen to what we talking about. You know what I'm saying? We trying some way, somehow get the bitches together. Like, we ain't just having that conversation. Hopefully we ain't just having an empty conversation. Hopefully women will hear it and be like, damn, my attitude is shitty and I am proud of it, and that ain't cool. Like, niggas don't even be wanting to be around me and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? You always got a problem with your girlfriends or whatever the case is. Like, it ain't nothing wrong with becoming a better person. They just make it seem like that because somebody else will tell you. And you ain't gonna tell yourself because you don't think you wrong about shit. And that's what I'm saying.
If nobody say, yo, your attitude fucked up, they ain't never gonna think it. So now they finally got somebody telling them, like, yo, your attitude fucked up, and they like, you got some nerve.
You just gotta make sure you in position to talk that shit, man. Don't be outside drawing and then go tell her what she need to be the fuck on. You better make sure your credit ain't won. You go on there, you better be a pop, bro. You better be a great motherfucking dad before you tell her, because women are different, dog. I'm telling you, man. You gonna be forced to respect them. They different. Women are like fucking superheroes because they can deal with shit we can't. They can bear shit that we can't. She could be around your child all day, bro, crying, shitting, all that. You get around your daughter all day, you gonna be ready to give her the fuck up. In a few hours, I gotta go outside and get some money. I gotta make these moves. I gotta do this, this, that, and third. You don't have the patience to be with that kid all day long. So you gotta protect her. You gotta make sure she got what she needs. So all she needs to do is take care of this motherfucking kid. You gotta make sure it's there for her to do that. That is possible. You know what I mean? Without her having to think about struggling and all of that. Even if you struggling, she shouldn't know about it. Keep that shit from her so she don't gotta stress about nothing. Everything is alright. And then make sure you get that shit done. Cause you ain't gonna be in position to tell nobody to tighten up if you ain't tight. Fuck you gonna tell them we can grow together? We can get tight together, babe. But I just want women to accept that, you know, they be fucking up big time. And that y'all be getting on our fucking nerves. Just accept it.
Facts.
Just accept it. We got nerves too, women. And y'all get the fuck on them. Please don't think that shit one way, that we only get on y'all nerves and y'all don't get on ours. Y'all bug the fuck out of us sometimes, man. Y'all bug us so much that we gotta make videos like this podcast is like this. And tell y'all how y'all should be acting. Y'all know y'all ain't gotta be tripping. You think we attracted to y'all little mean, snotty-nosed asses? We don't want that mean-ass shit. We trying to add a positive energy around us, man. We want to look like the Brady Bunch. Motherfucker happy all the time. You know, we ain't never had that. You feel me? How many girls you had that was just like you was, most of the time it was happy moments? Yeah.
Probably like one or two.
So how you get rid of them? Or how they get rid of you? You was trying to be the cool guy?
No.
Tell the truth, shame the devil. You thought it was cool to be the smut boy?
I was immature. Like, I say certain shit. You know, don't apologize. You gotta apologize to your girl. They wanna hear that.
I know.
And they ain't gonna ever apologize. But you
nope. 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 They ain't never apologizing. They apology is giving you some ass or something. Like, that's a gift. You my girl.
Right.
Like,
yeah. That come with the platter.
Yeah. Tripping.
But I respect it though, when they take like little shit away, I respect it.
Like the pussy?
Cause that remind you who they is. And you still gotta come around.
If we married.
Right.
I ain't trying to hit nothing.
I ain't trying to hit shit.
Yeah, if I'm horny, you fucking me. Like, what do you mean?
Right.
You going not fuck your husband? That's what he was saying.
There's a limit on it, probably like a week or something.
I feel like God given.
No, I do feel like
that's why I got married, so I can fuck when I want.
But you gotta understand what you do.
I'm not understanding shit. I'm married. You're my wife.
But go out and cheat or something when your girl ain't with it.
That's what you forcing me to do by not fucking your husband. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let's.
No, I'm saying before she cut it off. Out of nowhere, you fuck up. You stay out all night.
What he's saying is, it ain't shit. None of that.
Ain't no make no little not mistakes. They ain't gonna feel no.
Not your wife. Like, not then my wife.
You already know what type of girl you got. If you know you do little shit and niggas
married,
feel,
the fuck is you staying out all night for?
That's what I'm saying. Some shit happened. We fucked up. We rolled out Jersey. Got drunk. Got the old chub. I still got fucked up.
Did you call her?
No, I was drunk. I fell asleep.
So the whole time,
look, you ain't getting no head. That's right? What I'm telling you. Like,
no, because this certain shit just unexcusable.
Right.
Certain shit just like, what? Come on, man. You breaking the mob rules, man. You know the mob rules. You got to go home. It don't matter what's going on. It don't matter what's going on. You have to go home.
You got
to
go home, bro.
You gotta go home.
Nicki Minaj is fucking.
They used to smack each other. Bam, smarten up. You gotta go home.
I ain't gonna lie, and I ain't even wanna put this on my podcast. But I ain't gonna lie, I fell asleep. I ain't go home one day. She smacked the shit out of me twice. I'm like, you got it.
You hit shit, yeah.
Touch. I fell asleep.
But my thing is this. You know when you getting drunk. You know when you getting saucy. We all know. Because we say it. I'm drunk as shit. We all say it. I'm nice. I'm saucy. I'm this. I'm that. Take the initiative to pick up the phone, man. And yo, I'm nice. I might get a telly. I might not be. Might not even make it. Now, if she get mad, at least you said something. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because you're drunk, bro. So imagine you going home, you get into a freak accident, and you go to the hospital instead of home. All she know is what? She just expecting you to come home, but all she know is what, bro? You can't just not communicate with shorty. You know what I'm saying? You gotta at least, because at the very least, you can be like, yo, I called you.
Right.
I was drunk. And I wasn't going to take the risk of driving the way I was drunk. I wasn't going to drive. I was getting a telly.
Shit, not nowadays. You can't use that because it's Ubers and all types of shit up.
Well, I ain't had no Uber money. I fucked it up at the bar.
What if she got it? What if she got the account and the shit? Nah, fuck that.
Well, you should have said that, bitch. You should have said that when I told you I was drunk.
This nigga crazy.
I called. All
right.
I called you and said, yo, I'm too drunk to drive.
All right, we're going to get there.
Oh. You supposed to say, all right, where you at? I'm going to send you an Uber. Mm-hmm. But number one, bitch, I'm not getting that Uber. I got my car out here. I drive home tomorrow when I get there.
Right.
I'm not leaving my car out here. All right. Or get in that Uber and meet me here.
I agree with that. Right,
you feel me? Get in that Uber and meet me in this motherfucker.
I drive the Uber back, you take the car. Fuck all that. That's what I want to hear. I want to hear nothing else.
Shit, that's dead if you think that. But I ain't going to risk my life on the road going to jail or getting killed. Both of them aren't rare. You know what I'm saying? Them shits is like very happening things.
Very happening thing.
These things happen all the time. So I'm saying, you know, she got to be willing to be grown enough to feel you. But you can't, what you want, you give her a bunch of reasons to believe that you a cheating ass nigga. And then when you ain't cheating, you mad she don't feel you. Like, listen, my G. It's about respect into the deck.
Right,
you gotta respect the game. Just respect the game. She ain't gonna be happy about everything, but you got receipts. Bitch, I called you. Period. You knew I was going to a party. I ain't know the party was gonna be that lit. I ain't even used to going to lit parties no more.
I ain't even know I was gonna be that lit.
Yeah, I went there and that shit was crazy. So I had got right. And I could have made a better choice, but I didn't. And because I didn't make a better choice, I'm calling you to tell you that I ain't not coming home tonight. I'm going to be in this hotel until I'm good enough to drive tomorrow. If you would like for me to get on the road and risk it, say that. And I'm not. But at the very least, I know you don't give a fuck about me. If you was gonna lead me up to getting on that motherfucker fine for what you're doing.
You might as well write this motherfucking book.
I don't need to write a book, man.
You might as well write this motherfucking book.
It's just rap. We just having spinach. Mm-hmm. This general conversation, this shit happens all the time, right?
This shit happens every day.
We always talk like this. This ain't nothing new. This just new to them because they ain't never, you know what I mean? We just now opening up the verbiage through the podcast. What's the name of it again? Philly Block Talk.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they just now catching it. You gotta figure out how to get this to the masses, man. You dig? How you gonna get it to the masses? What's your plans? Yeah, let's listen to his plans. Y'all ain't never got it raw like this.
I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere.
You ain't never there.
I gotta get checked for. That's all. I'm everywhere though.
You got a penalty?
Probably.
Yeah, you got a penalty.
So I'm saying, like, where you shooting the most? YouTube, your own situation, your own what? Where your platforms? You just my walking it around.
My shit on iTunes, on podcast. Just type it in. So you block talk. My shit on Spotify.
I like
Google,
it.
Google. Podcast.
I like it.
Motherfucker, all that shit.
Yeah. Let the folks know where you bees, man. You gotta constantly let them know where you be so they can keep checking. You got a nice little situation going on, man.
Yeah, man.
They be having some nice rap on this puppy, man.
Plays, my plays over 300.
Ew, nice.
I've been doing this shit for like 2 weeks.
That's good money.
Yeah, man.
That's good money.
That's good. That's great money, my nigga.
That's how
look,
it go.
I spit and shit, right? I be dropping mixtapes. I ain't got all them other platforms you got. I only be fucking with like that piff of YouTube. Ooh,
so where you at? Tell them where you it's going down right now.
Chuck Fells on YouTube and datpiff.com.
Tell them where it be.
When I drop, dog, all my mixtapes be going like a couple thousand, bro. And what you got to think is we're unnoticed.
Right.
So when you do numbers like that, it's like, nigga, somebody catching them.
This just ain't on the...
Yeah, it's not on a big scale. Yeah. So when you get numbers like that, that shit...
Yo, I'm giving like away that. Sneaks, man. Yeah. Who y'all know where 8... I can't get these away, though, because somebody already acquired
the 8.
But I got the green and tan ones. I got the green and tan pups on deck for the giveaway. I want to make somebody happy, you dig? Somebody in the world with 8. Who are 8 in this world? These is good shoes. They got them motherfucking soles. Suede still good. They ain't dick.
Yo, tomorrow, you coming here tomorrow?
Huh?
If you come here tomorrow, stop by Grass.
Is the sky blue?
Stop by Grass.
Is the grass green?
Stop by Grass.
Am I coming here tomorrow?
Yeah. Make somebody spit for
them. I don't want no competition, man. I just want to go, huh?
Somebody spit.
Y'all make somebody do something.
See, man, you know why that hurt my feelings?
What?
Because it's gonna be a loser.
No, just whoever can spit.
What? But what is it?
And you know, it ain't no, like, everybody ain't gonna be able to spit them.
No, but if I go to Gratz, it's gonna be a good nice amount, cause they kids, they ain't adults. So it's gonna be some ninth graders, some, right. You know what I mean? And then if I got them spitting, then it's gonna be a competition, cause another nigga might want the same pair of sneaks. And then it's gonna be like, all right, who spit the best? And then it's gonna be a loser. And then that's gonna fuck with niggas' emotions. And I ain't with that, man. It's always a winner in my crew, you dig? I ain't into just tearing shit down, man. No more, man. No, we did enough of that shit.
So the next nigga that walk in here, size 8.
Oh. I'm just gonna give him away. Like, I got sneaks, man. That shit ain't nothing. This light work, they Pumas.
Alright.
You feel me? Like, I got a million pair of sneakers that I just don't wear. And every week, I'ma just bring them out. You feel me? I'ma just bring them out. And they all in good shape. I ain't got no dick sneaks. None of my sneaks dick. These get ready to go. I'm ready to get these up. Just because I know it's going to make somebody happy. Gave a pair of sneaks away the other day. I said, yo, I'm having a bad day, man. I'm having a bad day, so I'm about to make... I need somebody to be happy for me. Gave him a pair of Hirachis. Hirachi. The Hirachi. Hirachi Karate. Hashi Tashi.
Take my ass home. Yeah, I moved too. I ain't even tell you.
Dang.
I got apartment and shit.
Niggas be moving right now.